That game was a great game. When you win a game like that, I think when you've been on the other side of that, and I have a couple times where you have empathy for Paul Hewitt in this case, because they did everything right to win the game, and they didn't win the game. And that's the tough side of coaching sometimes, where I don't think they could have done anything different than they did, and they didn't get the win. And so, you know, I understand that, and it's one of those things where Georgia Tech probably is just playing, you know, off the Carolina game, off this game, as well as anyone in the league, and I'm sure down the stretch it's going to be interesting what they do because of their toughness, size, guard play, you know, all those things that they do have. And for us, to see guys step up, like Cliff Tucker, obviously, with the last shot, but also hitting a big three before that. Dino Gregory, Adrian Bowie coming off the bench, just giving us great performances on a day where Landon, you know, had some of the looks he usually makes. He didn't make them. And Gravis being a very tired warrior out there. I mean, the effort he made today was probably as good as any game he had 30 points in. But the legs, after a while, I don't care how good a shape you're in, it becomes a problem. And he just didn't seem to be able to explode too much out there against very good, tough, physical, big guards. So he had a little bit of a problem getting a shot, but some of the passes he made were tremendous down the stretch. And Jordan Williams, that loose ball play he made was typical of his attitude. You know, he's just one of those people that wants to get better, and he's willing to do whatever it takes. And he's going to be an outstanding player because he's learning the game as he goes. He's learning how to play basketball, and that's tough at that level. But he's willing to take some hits and still do what he does for us. So it was a great team effort. That last play was based on the fact that they would probably double-team Gravis, and we had Gravis and Dino set kind of a back pick for Cliff. Cliff went around it, and they probably thought we were going there. We had Eric bring the ball in bounds because he's a very good standstill passer, and he hit Cliff perfectly with, I think Favors was on Eric, so it wasn't an easy inbound pass. And Cliff did what he had to. We just said, if we catch it, we have to shoot it. There's no time for anything else, and it was a great shot.
That's the first time in a while a game has come down to the final minutes, especially in ACC play, especially at home. I mean, you just kind of go into just everything about the final few minutes, just kind of the team react, how you kind of first saw them for the first time in that situation.
We practice things like that every day. You know, you don't go into those situations without having practiced them. And the last 15 minutes of practice, a lot of times this time of year, is all about situations like our ball out of bounds, 3 seconds left, 1 second, length of the court, that type of thing, where it might never come up during the season, but if it comes up one time, when you do something during a timeout, the players have to remember having done that and having had success with it in practice. So at least when we had the ball in that situation, we had done that before in practice, and there was a positive image there, and that's the ball went in, and you know, we were fortunate it went in, but we executed pretty good down the stretch today. I'd say the last 2 minutes we ran some great plays.
Coach, talk about just everyone's, it seemed like it was a very team effort going down the stretch. Talk about Jordan's diving play on the floor. Hayes had an unbelievable layup and a three in the corner. Obviously Vasquez with the floater and Tucker. So it wasn't just one guy, Tucker. It was everyone contributing together. Talk about how much this does for your team as a whole.
Well, that's the way it's going to have to be. College basketball has no defensive rules, basically, so if they want to put three guys on Gravis, they can. So it's up to Eric Hayes, Lena Milburn, Cliff, whoever, to step up and make shots, and that's what we did today. We were able to find people that were open, and they made the shots. And we can shoot the ball better than we did today, but like I said, we were very emotionally, it was tough to get up. I'm not sure that it's physical, but emotionally it's tough to get up this quick again, 4 games in 8 days, I guess it was. And we were able to do it, so we got through the stretch.
Coach Hewitt had said beforehand that he felt this was going to be a physical game. Was this our most physical game this year?
Well, there's teams in the league that are physical. Clemson's very physical. Florida State with their size, Wake Forest. So this was as physical, but it wasn't any more physical than some of the other games we played this year. Duke's very physical.
Coach, over here.
Didn't mean to think of that. Yeah.
You said that you practice situations like that in practice all the time. How many times have you seen Cliff hit that shot or hit a similar shot?
I saw him today. We were usually trying to, you know, for Eric Hayes, Vasquez, people like that. But I just thought the situation, things were a little crazy there. They were checking the clock for the time, all that thing. See, we thought we had to move that play up toward a half court. We thought we had the ball maybe 10 feet over half court, but it was right at half court. I guess we got it just right around there. So, but it's the play we run. In other words, we've run it before in practice. So the players are at least, when you draw it there in the timeout, they've seen it before, and I think that's the key.
Coach,
as we're getting towards the end of the season, you've talked about how Williams has developed over the season, had great play. What do you see as his chances of possibly winning ACC Freshman of the Year?
I really haven't given it any thought. That would be great if it did happen. Favors is a great player who had a lot more attention than Jordan did coming in, so usually that plays into it. But Jordan's been great for us. And that, really, I'd rather see Jordan do something with himself as his career goes on, then worry about what happens this freshman year. I think that this freshman year, for every freshman, should be a learning process, and then you try to get good, and if you can get something your freshman year, tremendous, but you know, don't let that get in the way of being a great player that he's going to be.
Gary, historically speaking, what's more improbable, that shot or Drew against UNC Wilmington? How do you put that in context? I know
Drew was, he was like a hired gun. If he got open, you know, I knew he had an 80% chance if he was open, and he got open on that play. And there, I think that was my 500th win too that game. And then today we had to, with the second left, I don't know what it was when we scored down there in that game, but we had time to bring the ball up and get the shot off. Well, today we had to catch and shoot. So the one thing that does is take the pressure off, and it wasn't going to be an easy shot. There was no way to get an open 15-footer, so it was going to be tough, and we were fortunate. We all recognize that, but I've lost some over half court twice in this business and never won one from over half court, so I'll count that as on my side, you know, when you keep score.
Could you have made that in 9/10 of a second?
I think you have. They say you can catch and shoot with 3/10 of a second or less. The reason that rule is in the book, because we played Georgia Tech in Cole Fieldhouse, and James Forrest caught an inbounds pass with 1/10 of a second left and shot it while he was in here and made it to beat us. So that's why that rule's in the book.
Coach, at the 5:10 mark, your jacket came off. Can you give me the emotions that you run through? I know you're coaching a team, but the way this thing came down, can you take us through what you go through in a game like this?
I just try to stay on every play. That was the good thing about that. I don't usually do that. They did an impersonation of Midnight Madness, and every guy there took his jacket off and threw it down. I've done that probably 4 times in 21 years, okay? I just needed to get that particular play, whatever that was. We didn't do well either. We didn't go for a rebound, or we screwed up a play. And by doing that, I think that it got me out of my system, and I was okay that last 4 minutes, and I could really see. See, in coaching, you know you're doing well when you can see, when you see everything that's going on, offensively and defensively, nothing gets by you. You see it all. And you don't do that all the time. It's just like a player. You're not always in that zone. So sometimes you have to force yourself down a stretch in a close game to find that zone. And after I did that, I felt pretty good. So you know, I should have done it with about 39 minutes left in the game.
Gary, over the last 2-3 years or so, in those sorts of situations where you needed a shot, I mean, it seems like 80-90% of the time Gravis would have taken that. At this stage, what does it do for not just the team but also Cliff, that he did get that shot and he did convert that shot?
Adrian Bowie told him he only earned a scholarship. That's what he's here for. You know? So, it does wonders for a player to make a shot like that, but hopefully for Cliff now down the stretch, he's a very confident player, and that's what you want from the shot. And for our team to know that, and we've got good guys, that they're experienced basketball players. They understand how that works. I mean, that could have been Georgia Tech's game, obviously, just like we got it. So, we feel very fortunate, but at the same time, you need some breaks at times during the year. We got one there, but we played well enough to be in a position to get that break. See, that's down that stretch, we did a lot of good things. I thought we ran some great plays. We played good defense. We just couldn't keep jumping with them, I thought, the last 3 minutes. They just seemed to have better legs than us, and we couldn't get up like they did. So, but throughout most of that game, we were able to rebound with that team, and that's a great front line.
Coach, finding a way to win like you guys have in this stretch, grinding it out, 3 wins in 4 games in this 4 out of 8 game stretch here, how good does it make you feel going into the tournament knowing that you're going to have to find ways to win, night after night after night?
Well, that's what it is. When you get to this point, you're doing okay. You look at each game as a mini season. In other words, there's nothing to worry about except playing Georgia Tech today and playing Clemson. Now that that's over, you look at tomorrow. We'll really start harder on Clemson, and that's how you deal with it. I've always felt that you try to chop up the schedule into sections so that if you look at 30 games sometimes with who you play, you can get a little scared. But if you look at the December games, the Maui tournament, that type of thing, you're able to break it up. So we break it up now that we're into this stretch into just a one-game deal. In other words, there's nothing else to worry about except Clemson right now.
Gary, not only the three-pointers, but the floor game Eric had his comment.
Well, Eric's done that over the course of his career. I think he's a much better ball handler now than he was when he came here. He was mainly a shooter. Now he's incorporated that drive at the end of the game. It's a great play. And he just has the wherewithal to do that now. That's one of the things that you'd like to see in players as they go through their college career to expand their game. And Eric has been able to put the ball on the floor. And you won't find better guards anywhere defensively than what Georgia Tech had out there today. I mean, they were big, they were physical, and they were quick. So defensively, they're a tough number to go against. And I think they had us worn down pretty good at times, but we were able to get Adrian in there, and Cliff really helped us, and that's why we were able to be there at the end of the game.
Coach, Gravis Vasquez set a standard that has never been matched today. Not only did he get his 2,000th point, but he's the first player in ACC history to have 2,000 points, 700 assists, and 600 rebounds. Talk about what that accomplishment means to him, to you, and your team. I know you're not really a numbers guy, it's a team thing, but talk about how amazing that is.
Well, I think it speaks for itself. Gravis has his critics, but when you look at the numbers, they're there. When you look at what he's meant for the team this year, he's done everything he could. Last year, he led the team in rebounds, points, and assists. And for anybody to think that he doesn't belong with the top 5, 7 players that ever played here, they don't know the game very well, because you just look at what he's done, and teams come into games really trying to stop him first, like Georgia Tech did today. And if Gravis has his legs and things like that, he's able to handle that. And, I'm really proud of what he's done, because a lot of games, in addition to that, he becomes our best defensive guard. He's big enough to play, Shumpert or whoever we have to put him on in certain situations. So he's been a great all-around player, as his statistics show.